Howdy, everybody. Welcome to a brand new episode of Do Not Worry. The Tuesday, on a beautiful Tuesday. I'm recording this. Well, I'm here with Noor. We're recording this.
Hi.
How's it going? Hello, how are you?
Good.
We're recording this right before USA versus Iran. I'm trying to get this episode done before the match starts. I don't think that's going to happen. Go USA. I know this is cringe, folks, but we might get kicked out of the World Cup today. So we'll post my reaction post game after this to see whether or not we won. But anyways, it's taken you over an hour to get here because there was a lot of rain all the way to Zoo.
Ma baqesh nisam chatten, just letting you know.
I told you that would be fine. So
I would have told you.
I've given you permission. If it's rain, if Elijah was coming, I would have told you to stay home, honestly. But he bailed. I can't do this alone yet. So you had to be here. This episode is sponsored by our good friends over at Sendwave. Thank you to Sendwave for sponsoring this episode. Stay tuned a little bit later in this episode. We're going to tell you guys how you can get $10 in cash, if not more, and how you can save a bunch of money while transferring money from abroad. So thank you to Sendwave. Like the video, folks. Leave a comment. Your engagement.
Hashtag engagement.
I got you there, Elijah. You got to do it. It's very helpful for a small channel like this one. Subscribe to the channel. Become a Do Not Warrior. We love you. We appreciate you. Patreon, folks. Support us on Patreon. We need you. We can't do this without you. And let's welcome a brand new God tier patron this week. Burgery. Delicious burger joint over in Tripoli. Just out of the blue, Hussein, thank you so much. You guys are very awesome. And let's thank some other God-tier patrons like Jessica Ann, Muhammad Namani, 69ing Monkeys, Andrew G, and Jack Sleeman. Hell yeah, Jack Sleeman. And Wael Bukaram, who just became a blonde patron. Wael, you finally get your shout-out. There you go, buddy. Jackie D, Bahamar Musalli, Melting Around, Jad Al-Hajj. Thank you so much to our beautiful blonde patrons and amazing superhero patrons like Daniel Nakhle, Danny Karam, Jogal, Adrien N., Ryan Nabulsi. If you guys want to support this channel on Patreon, we can't do this without you. I cannot pay the crew without you guys. We cannot keep fixing our equipment, getting these mics. All of this stuff is thanks to you guys. So support us on Patreon. Pick a tier that's right for you. Yeah, we got a doozy. We got a lot to talk about. Again, we're going to try to keep this relatively short, but there's one of the topics, the most intriguing topics I think we've ever come across, folks. There's a 10-year-old boy who got a Marsherbet tattoo. That could be the most Lebanese thing that I've ever said. A 10-year-old kid got a Marsherbet tattoo. We're going to look into that. That is some insane shit right there. There's an insane and kind of disturbing, very disturbing sexual assault case that went viral this week that we're going to talk about. There's a whole other bunch of stuff. There's Elida Aboul going to teach you how to flirt using Lotus. Hassan Farhad gives us some Mondial fashion tips. A whole bunch of good stuff. So let's not waste any time. But before we get into any of that, folks, as you'll notice behind me, this beautiful, beautiful handmade, like, tufted rug by the beautiful ladies over at Radcat. Now, no, hold that up. A few months ago, they made me this beautiful thing for, like, a Secret Santa Christmas gift. And I loved it. I was like, I gave it back to the ladies. I'm like, can you guys just add a little thing on the back so I can hang it on the wall? Instead of doing that, they just made a brand new one. They made it bigger. In their opinion, they made it better.
They didn't add it.
No, they just made a new one and added it to this one. But, I mean, I loved the old one. I thought the old one was beautiful and perfect the way it was. But they felt like they wanted to make a different one, which they did. And it's so beautiful. And I just took out the skateboards that were behind there. I'm kind of sick of them. And they kept, like, glaring and stuff. So skateboards are gone. This beautiful Radcat tufted, made with love. I love those ladies. They're amazing. Support Radcat. They're an awesome company. They make awesome, like, candles and a whole bunch of stuff. Little rugs, little coasters, just amazing things. It's all handmade. It's all amazing. Support them, okay? Thank you so much, ladies. This is Anjed. It's an honor to have this here. It's so beautiful. It goes great with the set. I do not miss those skateboards with the glare and everything. This solved the whole glare issue that I was having. So thank you. I wish Elijah was here because Elijah is our resident Lady Gaga fan. So there's this thing that I don't even know why I chose this to be a topic. But this thing went viral on Twitter of Lady Gaga like doing a boomerang, but it's not a boomerang. Did you watch it?
Mm.
I was hoping he could give us some context as to like what the fuck is she doing here, bro? But like, so she's like promoting some kind of makeup item. And she's just doing that repeatedly.
By the way, this isn't the first time she does that. في واحد تاني.
Oh, really?
I wanted, I don't know, I tried to find it, but ما لقيته.
Is she, Is she doing this on purpose or like does she not
I
know?
I think Akid on purpose, and Akid she has a whole social media team, yani.
So I mean, yeah, I guess this went more viral because she just did this. But like, yeah, that, first of all, I hate boomerangs. Like, who the fuck still does boomerangs? Mm-hmm. It was never a good idea. I never liked boomerangs. Like the whole like, it just—it's so disturbing to look at. It's so bad. But this was just—I don't know. I found this like she seemed. I got like Britney Spears vibes from this Britney post conservatorship. I don't know.
Yeah.
All right, hey, well, do you, Elijah? If you could explain what is going on with Lady Gaga. I would like to know. We got just, this is just, you know, a little light thing. Did you ask your mom about being related to Dr. Food?
I did.
Tabiella, hit us up with the, hit us with the...
Okay, so...
What's going on with that?
Okay, you're gonna be disappointed. We're not related.
You're not related?
لا, ولا شوي. ترى يلي أنه cousins من بيت ديب ما نون actually cousins لأنه لا. So like... No blood relationship whatsoever.
So what kind of cousins are they?
ماشي مش أنه cousins أنه بتضيع
ضيع cousins.
Back to ضيع أنه لا when
don't be offending ديا. Don't insult ديا anymore. Got yourself in enough trouble last time.
بتضيع when أنه families are close to each other أنه بيعيطوا لبعضهم cousins وهيك بس أنه ما طلعوا cousins.
So it's not like Gigi and Jofet as cousins.
No,
like,
not. ما في نفس blood بيناتنا. We don't share the same
so
blood.
So you got nothing to do. Are they related to Dr. Food?
No.
Thank you. No,
by the way, like someone, مش بس someone, like a lot of people keep commenting and I have a crush on Dr. Food.
People think you have like, a crush on everyone. Jonas, Dr. Food, Yuppala. But then I'm in like a whole bachelor reality show, bachelorette. نقلنا شي واحد منهم.
لا, is it because I'm a girl? Why do you want me in a relationship مع حدا? Can't I just be?
مش أنا, the audience, question them. At least if you do have a crush on Dr. Food, it wouldn't be incestuous. Speaking of the World Cup, like earlier, folks, as you know, USA and Iran, hot political, geopolitical game, folks. Whoever wins will dictate the course of the Middle East. That's what's going to happen. No, but we played a fun little game last week about who supports who. Ooh, I should have just checked Khidr's TikTok to add that to the list because he's with Argentina. He hasn't made it, you know, shocking. Let's watch some of these TikToks. I think I'm going to start with number three because that's where he goes to buy his jersey. Check this out.
دري انا اليوم اجيت على المحل لاشتري ثياب للمونديال. انا مع الارجنتين وانتم مع مين اكتبوا لي بالكومنت. عادي.
He's so small and he's like...
yeah, he's an adorable little, our cute little Khidr. So here we got another one. Khidr al world. شوفوا الحماس. He's a real Argentina fan, huh?
Argentina! Argentina! Vamos, vamos a ganar! Vamos, vamos a ganar!
Messi. Who would have thought? ولليك جو حلو. I would like to watch a game مع الخضر. This is after they lost 2-1 to Saudi.
قال رسول الله علموا أبنائكم ركوب الخيل والسباحة والرماية شو خصكم بالفوتبول خسرتوا الأرجنتين.
I'm starting to get used to his teeth.
أنا كمان.
عم بتعود لهم. It's no longer jarring. Speaking of the World Cup, هلا شفته, you know, he went to pick up his outfit for the Argentina games. But what if you don't know what to wear during the World Cup? Well, our boy Hassan Farhat has you covered.
شو بتلبس إذا رايح تحضر المونديال أنت ورفقاتك بالقهوة أو إذا رايحين تظهروا بشكل عام؟ سوري صوتي هيك بس أنا مقرب اليوم. أول شيء حلبس بنطلون جينز أسود وحلبس معه تيشيرت سوداء وحلبس فوقهم هالجاكيت الرمادية مع هيدا السكارف الحلو وحلبس هيدا البوت اللي بيلبق مع السكارف. إذا عجبك الفيديو ما تنسى تعمل لي لايك وفولو.
Like. Do you have to have these items to show?
I don't mind the outfit, but ما خصو بالمونديال,
bro. Okay, الفيديو okay. Outfit ideas, بس إنه like ما نو educational. إنه مش إنه فيك تعمل هيك وهبتلبق معها.
This had nothing to do with the مونديال, so I'm disappointed. أولا, you gotta be like البوس إذا أنت مع فريق ألمانيا بدك تلبس ألوان الفريق تلبس التيشيرت البيضة الجاكيت الحمراء الكاسكات الصفراء something he went completely لبسنا كأنك يعني تيمبرلاند الجاكيت والسكارف
and works on a date يعني
إيه وكمان هو قلبها he's like مونديال أو ظهر عام مع أصحابك ما بتفرق لا في فرق bro مونديال تلبس you know صح. You wear the jersey and the hat و...
at least face paint
أجواء يعني. إيه something بس anyways you looked good هون شو فيه بده يوسع عشان ديسكلوزر تايت.
شو هي موضة 2023؟ أول شي حبلش بجاكات الـ 511، هيدي الجاكات بتجي ضد الماي وكتير عم بيحكوا فيها هاي الفترة. تاني جاكت اللي هي الفارسيتي جاكت، وهيدي الجاكت رجعت موضتها هاي السنة، بس أنا صراحة ما حبيتها لأنك بتجي كتير معجوقة، ما بنصح حدا يلبسها إذا عمره فوق 16 سنة. تالت جاكت اللي هي الدنم جاكت، بس بتجي من جوا فرو، وأبرز الألوان اللي هي الأزرق بدرجاته والأسود. رابع قطعة اللي هي قميص الفلانل، هيدي القطعة رجعت موضتها هاي السنة وكتير عم شوفهم عم يلبسوها، وخصوصاً
بس he doesn't have a lot of these clothes.
البناطلين فهلا he's just standing there. هو
yeah, he stands there and he puts the photo.
ما تنسى تعمل لي لايك وفولو.
It should, but like he's just literally standing there for 30-40 seconds. Looking at the camera, then he's just putting pictures over it. It's like an awkward video. You gotta, if you have a flannel shirt, I'm telling you, three flannel shirt. Like, tilbus the flannel, inta. Was a man that a flannel shirt? You gotta wait till you have one, till you tell me to buy one. Okay, and I'm not trying to be like classist or something. But what if you can't afford the flannel shirt? Don't make TikToks about buying flannel shirts. All right, it's what I'm. I think he would hate my clothes. I think. He would hate what I have because not everything that I have is like very colorful. Not everything, so I don't have a lot of colorful stuff. He would hate that shit.
أخطاء بلبس جاكيت للجينز انتبه إنك توقع فيهم. أول خطأ اللي هو إنه لما بدك تروح تشتري جاكيت الجينز أوعى تشتريها كاجوال كتير. يعني ما يكون عليها كتير رسومات، ما يكون عليها كتير كاتينج. هي حلاوتها هالقطعة إنها تكون بسيطة. بس تشتريها كاجوال كتير حيبين شكلك طفولي ومش زلمة. تاني غلطة اللي هي مش غلطة بس
مش زلمة
إنك تتجنبها. اللي هي انك تلبس جاكيت للجينز مع بنطلون جينز من نفس اللون، يعني اذا لابس ازرق تلبس معه ازرق. الافضل انك تغير بالالوان. اذا عجبك الفيديو ما تنسى تعمل لي لايك وفولو.
I like that last one at the end like that. He's a legend. And I love my boy.
I don't like denim.
No, denim is a fashion no-no, but I like, and I have a pair of jeans that has a whole bunch of patches that I bought. It was on super discount and I was like, eh, let's buy it. I've worn it like twice. But I mean, if he sees that, بيقشط برضه. It's like, انت ولد.
أحذية أساسية لازم يكونوا عندك. هودي الأحذية اللي حذكرها اليوم هن أحذية بيغنوك عن كل الأحذية الباقيين وفيك تعتمدهم بكل الفصول. أول شيء حبلش بالوايت سنيكرز.
يفضل أن يكون جيك
أكتر سبادرين محبوب عن أي ستايلش. تاني حذاء هو البلاك سنيكرز.
هلا ما هو حق بالاول ذا وايت سنيكر ايه
ثالث حذاء اللي احنا استخدمناه اللي هو الرننج شوز باللون الاسود، حينفع معك بالجيم وحينفع معك بالرياضه بالركض، بينفع بمجال الرياضه بشكل عام. رابع حذاء اللي هو التشيلسي بوت باللون الاسود او باللون البني او باللون البيج. اختار لون من هالثلاث الوان وحيلبق معك على كل شيء. هلا بنفوت بالاحذيه الفورمال، مش حاطلب منك غير حذاء واحد اللي هو صباط رسمي اسود، ويفضل انك تجيبه مطفي مش لميع. اذا استفدت من الفيديو ما تنسى
في other kinds of formal shoes.
انا my formal shoes is a dark brown. ما بحب انا I don't like black shoes already, so the black sneaker ما عندي.
Totally
the black running shoes ما عندي. I have all of the, I have like a white sneaker مثل ما قال بالاول. That boot that he mentions, the Oxford or whatever, I don't have one. I've always wanted to kind of like, I should own one, but I don't have one. I would like to get one. I need to have like a nice, but I have big ass feet, so a pair of boots is just like, it ain't gonna work. But no, I've seen. He's gotten these jibun online. It's like it's right a website. What shoes should every man have in their closet? These will pop up. The black sneaker, bishakin. Sorry, Hassan. But the World Cup look, yanima. Disappointing. This is technically still related to the World Cup. I know Hassan Farhat took us on a tangent, but let's go back to the World Cup, folks. There's been this thing, this trend of football fans and locals, people just in Qatar, refusing to talk with Israeli media or just refusing to engage with them, where they'll be talking with them a little bit at first, and then once they find out that they're talking to an Israeli outlet, they back off or something. So, and it's become a thing, so much so that like the Israeli government is asking Israelis like not to go to the World Cup anymore. They're like, it's not safe for you guys there, etc. Let me just open up that article, also I'll read that thing. So let's just watch a few of those videos.
We are from Israel.
Huh?
Israel.
Israel.
Yeah. Hey, new friends. What? We have peace.
Israel, no Palestinian. Israel, no Palestinian.
But we have peace, peace. You sign peace. You sign all the peace agreement.
He's like yelling, you signed the peace agreement, bro. They don't give a fuck about the peace agreement. Here's another one.
What's the name of the country in the United Nations? What's the name of the country in the United
Nations? I think that's the same guy. That's the same. He keeps bringing up the United Nations.
Tunisia!
Yeah, Tunisia!
Tunisia! Tunisia is the best?
Yes, of course. Where are you from?
Israel!
No.
What?
No. We'll talk about what we would do in that scenario. Here's a lady from Japan.
Which channel is this?
Israel channel. You don't like us?
Boom, solidarity. Hmm? Japan. I love that.
We are the public broadcaster from Israel.
What?
Israel.
You are from Israel?
Yeah. Is it okay?
No.
Why?
Because...
Oh. What's your name?
Mohsen.
Mohsen. What do you do for a living? Like...
Actually, I don't want to.
No. So just.
So I mean, as you guys saw in this, and there's way more of these. There's a whole thread on Twitter that has almost every interaction that's been recorded. We just got a handful of them because I mean, they're all pretty much the same. But so you see people from all over the world, like Japan, to Tunisia, Qatar, just not wanting to engage with these reporters. There's also another thread that I saw on Twitter by Mohammed Al-Kurd. About the fallout. So after videos of World Cup attendees boycotting/protesting Israeli journalists were circulated online, the Zionist regime advised Israelis not to go to Qatar. A headline from an Israeli newspaper reads, "They don't like us and they don't want us." There's a lot to unpack here. He continues to say, "To many, the boycott of hostility towards Israeli reporters signals the failure of recent normalization deals with Arab countries. But to the Israeli public, it reinforces one of their main founding myths. Israel is a tiny, helpless nation in a bad, bad neighborhood of savages." So it goes on as well with some more videos of some reporters getting kind of antagonistic with the people that are, you know, commenting, etc. So it just kind of made me think, like, what would I do if I were there? Would I speak with them personally? I guess I would respectfully decline to speak with them, because I would want it to be on camera. So, like, I would want them to kind of get the message. I'd be like, oh, hey, how's it going? Where are you from, by the way? Israel. Oh, Israel? No, thank you. And I would, like, politely walk away, because I don't want to seem like a crazy, angry Arab. But I wouldn't want to talk with them, I think. You know what I mean? Because I don't know where it's going to be used, how they're going to spin it, whatever narrative they want to use over there. And look, I'm not a guy who wants, like, eternal war with Israel. You're not going to get rid of Israel, no matter what you try to do. Like, what's the solution? Get rid of them? That's not going to happen. The country's going to stay there. So, in my mind, no, we shouldn't just, like, stay at war. But, like, I don't know, man. It's so complicated. And just the inhumanity and, you know, all the human rights that are violated over in Palestine on a daily basis. Like, it's, you know...
Oh, I get a no. The people saying no to the reporters, but in one of the videos, and it's just a guy, and taking a video like a TikTok, ma hada. And that poor guy, and مش هو عامل هالأزمة وهيك.
Exactly. Like sometimes, like I've known people from Israel in the States. They're super nice. Like it's. You know, some of them are going to be assholes. Some of them are going to be nice. It's okay. As long as, like, Zionists are the problem, too. It's basically if you live in Israel and if you're chill with what's going on there, then that's kind of fucked up and you're probably kind of a Zionist. Look, I don't know. We're not going to solve this issue here on Do Not Worry today. But these videos are interesting. Yesterday, folks, on Monday, I went to visit a new friend of the show, RC Perfumes. Robin Shalhoub. I went to his perfumery. In Jdeide, recently relocated from Bir Hamoun. He's got a new spot over there. I gotta say, I kind of had a good time with him. I wanted to show you guys a short clip, but I don't really have, like, enough footage. And footage is with Nadim, but here's a photo that I snapped with my boy.
It's a beautiful picture.
Thank you. He made me a custom cologne for myself.
Do you have it?
I have my cologne.
Fieshima?
Yeah, of course. Let me go bring that shit. Let me go bring that. I was going to wait till later for Christmas, but we made you a custom cologne of your own as well.
No way.
You get your own bottle, so this is mine. How do you can smell mine?
And
I told him about the personality. She's quiet on the outside, but feisty on the inside.
Yeah, I'm feisty on the inside.
These things are strong, and they will last. It will last. He has his own unique mix. I was very honored, honestly, to be there. He's a very nice guy. Hope you enjoy your ascent.
I really like it, actually.
He's very fucking talented, to be honest with you.
I'm not like very sweet scents, so this is very fitting.
Oh, very nice, beautiful. And I like light, fresh, like summery scents. So he made me one like with a cucumber base.
How about like the custom bottles?
Right away, like boom, puts it in a bottle.
It smells nice.
It's very nice. Actually quite nice. He's a very talented guy.
I love it. So cute.
I'm very excited for the video to come out. Elijah, we made you one as well, okay? You'll get it next time. I wanted to like hold on to these and give them later. I'm like, fuck it. Just take them now. It's going to be a very nice video. It'll be out in like 2 to 3 weeks. So there's the World Cup right now. Our boy Nadim is busy with some work. But there was this fun video of RC that I found that I found very sweet, honestly. Like this is... Because I've run into this problem in the past when I was younger. And I wish... There was a lovely man like RC to solve it for me. This is a little bit old. He's more a gangster now. But anyways, check this out.
كتار بيسألوني وبيجوا لعندي بيقولوا لي روبن عنا أنين البرفيوم الكبسة ما عم بترش بس فيها بعد إسانس أو برفيوم. شو فينا نعمل بها الحاجة؟ بها الحاجة أعطيكم أنت صغيرة بتقدروا أنتوا تعملوها. منشيل الغطة تبع الكبسة بالأحرى تبع الأنينة. واللي بدنا نجيبه هو إبرة سرنج بس بدنا نوسع للترو تبعها بمقص أو بقلم ومنحط
Check this الإبرة out. Ingenious.
في الشاليمون تبع الأنينة ومنسحبها لأنكم شايفين
I wish I knew that
عم تسحبهم
ترى
نرجع نحطهم بأنينة زي الثانية ومنستعملهم
Fucking genius
Neat.
وبهالحالة منكون قدرنا نستفيد من الإسانس اللي موجود بقلبه وإذا ما عرفتوا تعملوها فيكن تجيبوا ليها على RC ونحن نعملكن إياها for free أكيد
For free! He will do it for you for free, folks.
He's so calm.
A sweet man, very calm. But he goes crazy in 1 second.
Is he related to...
He's not related. They're not related. Okay. I asked. But he's a very nice guy. I'm very excited for you guys to watch the video. It'll be out in a few weeks, so stay tuned. Enjoy your essence.
That was so sweet.
Now, wasn't that hour-long taxi ride worth it now? You know? Now it's worth it.
Sure.
Our good friend, folks. Well, I don't know if he's a friend of the show. I don't know if he even likes me at all. But Eli Daboul, Darwish.
I don't think he likes you.
You don't think he likes me, huh? I don't think anyone likes me, to be honest with you. Darwish. لا بس نرد عليه وقال لي بيحب البرازيل and all that. So أنا مش الحال. You guys want to pick up ladies with some lotus biscuits? Well, he's going to teach you how. Did you watch this?
Mm.
It's absurd.
Hi.
It's like a homeless man.
Hi.
Sorry.
كأنه شي كلب or something like.
هذا الكلب like reminds me of one like when I lose my cat أحمل التريت so.
حبيبي. Come to Darwish.
شفتوا اللوتس شو بيعمل؟ Jesus Christ! It's crazy. So that's how you get, if you lose your cat. Yeah, that's how I get Leopold when I lose him. You get a bag of treats and you just... This doctor food would have made this like 6 months ago. Pre-shuru, pre-marriage, pre-wife. I swear to God, doctor food would have made this exact same video. I thought Darwish was married too. I'm not sure.
He is married. Zaman.
You think that's his wife?
Which Zaman he got married.
In the video? You think they have a similar rule as Dr. Food and his wife? A, I don't think Shuru would be fine with Dr. Food doing this. I would let you be like, that's sexist as fuck, bro. Like, you can't, like, just what? Like, just be like one of those bags of chips. Hey, baby.
Like, Anjad, like, picking up women is hard. Like, no, it's not.
Yeah, he makes it look easy. Jonas, you got competition. Instead of being a Sigma King, just get a pack of Lotus biscuits. Son, what is up with... I don't like that Lotus... creamy thing. Lotus biscuits deja mishalad the taibin. They're too strong and they're fine. I ate a couple of them. But it's like a whole spread, lotus spread. You dip the little biscuits in. Jesus, no.
But then
are you ready for sandwich?
Sandwich. I know is that odd. Like he just sits and like waits for women كونوا like running
in a park
yeah, no, to pick them up.
Dude,
and no.
It's so creepy. Like, it's not, yeah, like, it's such an like, you're making these women feel really unsafe. They're out there just for a run. There's like a weird, creepy dude sitting in the forest, like, shaking something at them. Hey, want some Lotus biscuits? Yeah, it's fucked up. Mixed up them all.
Yeah.
Folks, let's take a quick break and thank our friends at Sendwave. And let me tell you guys how you can save money on transferring and how you can make $10 right now, folks. So what is Sendwave? Sendwave is an awesome money transfer app, folks. It is a much cheaper alternative to services like Western Union or MoneyGram. And right now, if you live in the US, Canada, France, Spain, Italy, Belgium, or Ireland, you can download the app, use code CASHDNW, and get a $10 free credit on your first transfer to Lebanon. And if you don't live in one of these countries, you can just hit up your friends or family that live in the US, Canada, France, Spain, Italy, Belgium, or Ireland. Tell them to download Sendwave, use the code CASHDNW, and they'll get $10 that they can send you to Lebanon right away. All they have to do is transfer $1, add the code, $10 will be applied to that $1 transfer, and you will get $11 that you can go pick up at any Wish Money location in Lebanon. There's like over 500 of them, and they keep popping up everywhere right now. Everywhere I go, I see like a new Wish Money location coming up. So it's very easy. I got my sister to download the app and send me $10. I got my dad to download the app and send me $10. I made 20 bucks just like that. If you have a bunch of friends or family abroad, you can make 10, 20, 30, 40, $50. There's no limit. Just find as many people as you know and tell them to download the app, and they will save a whole bunch of money when they send you money. As you know, we live in Lebanon. Banking, the whole finance sector is horrible, so we use services, money transfer services, a lot. This is a lot cheaper, man. With Sendwave, they have better exchange rates. There is no fees for transferring, nothing. You'll get almost all of your money. When you use Western Union, you're going to lose a whole bunch of that money for transfers, and even to pick up your money, there's a fee. Download Sendwave, stop wasting money on fees, keep more of your money, and make 10 bucks right now, at least, using the code CASHDNW. Thank you to Sendwave. There's 800,000 Sendwave users worldwide. Join them, become one of them, find out why they love it so much. And thank you for sponsoring the show. We love you guys. This, I was looking through, I don't know why I want to talk about this, but I was just going through some of like our analytics and stuff, and then they show you what other YouTube channels that our audience watch, and I just wanted to kind of go through them because I feel like we're the most out of place in this entire list. So, other channels that my audience watches, I think it's gonna be like 10 or 12 of them. Number one, Saturday After Dinner, no surprise there. They're like the standard bearer of like Lebanese YouTube channels. They're mm-hmm. super popular. SBI, Sot Beirut International, so news. Jad Ghassan, which is also news. El Jadid News, obviously news. MTV Lebanon, Kamena News. Some could say that Saturday is not news, but from time to time they have political guests on, they talk to political, so you know, it's more news and serious topics oriented than like what we are, Akide, not comparing to us. Other channels include the Jad Mbarak Show. I think it's like a basketball, sports-related podcast. I just looked at it very quickly. Spot Shot Video is another one. I don't know what it's about, though. Let me look at it real quick. Yeah, lots of news. Like, they upload multiple short videos a day, stuff like that.
Yep.
There's MTV Lebanon News. Anthony Rahayel, which is No Garlic, No Onion. Damn, he's got 360,000 subscribers. Jesus. Al-Ain TV.
Al-Ain.
Al-Ain TV. 2.8 million. Al-Ain, come in. I'm guessing it's some kind of news or something. But so far, maybe other than the Jad Mbarak Show, there is nothing that remotely resembles what we do. The rest of the list is Shufi Aishu Tekol Ghaira. Man, I get that. Although, they're all fake. El Jadid, more news. Ralph Matou, I don't know who that
who
is.
Who is that?
No idea. OTV Lebanon, Kamena News, Pierre Hashish, which is like some fucking cringe dude who does like weird videos online.
Cool.
So, we're so out of place, I feel, with all these other channels. مخصنا يعني. No one, everyone else is talking about more important stuff. Yeah, our audience is into some different. Like, I thought I would at least see like Kamal Name, but I think Kamal Name's audience is a little bit younger than my audience. Crazy. What do you guys think? Are you guys subscribed to any of these channels? Any of you guys in the comments, let me know. What else is going on? Okay, this guy. This guy, I think, came up on my For You page. I don't know, but I literally became fascinated with him. Because I feel like he's the kind of person that I never want to be around. because he's going to make you feel bad about anything you eat. Like that he can make it himself better and cheaper. So here we go. But I love him. He's our boy. Najib. Hik Awda. We need him.
طلب ابني همبرجر. قلت له تكرم عينك يا بي. قديش حقه؟ قال لي 100,000 ليرة.
يا ريت.
و25,000 ديليفري.
هلا بطلب وحده 70,000.
أنا ماني مضطر أدفع أجار محله وأجار شغيلته وديكوره وموتيره. أنا بعمل لك همبرجر بالبيت. ساندويشة كلفتها 7,000 ليرة. ستيك كلفتها 12,000 ليرة. بوتيتو
قد ما بدك الكيلو 12,000. I've seen this many times.
كاتشب اوريدي موجود بالبيت. خردل عنينة بتعمل 300 ساندويش. بندورة قد ما بدك يا بي الكيلو ب 10,000 ليرة. بصل قد ما بدك عندي. سلاد ملفوفة كلها حقها 10,000 بتعملها 20-30 ساندويش.
The whole family sitting there waiting for him to يخلي يسوي.
كلفة كل عملية الهامبرجر 20-25,000 ليرة. بتشبع جمل.
I'm really hungry.
I'm fucking starving too, to be honest with you. I wish we had time to order food. But he does that with everything, bro. He's got hundreds of these videos. His whole account. Anytime he wants to eat something, he keeps talking about his son. Ibn al-Libay. I don't even know if he has a kid.
Most annoying son ever.
I don't even know if his son exists. I don't even know if that son is real. He doesn't care. Anytime he wants to eat something, he makes a video about it. Whether it's a fucking sandwich. Sawruna, yalla, yalla. Al ibn al-Libay, ana baddi. He has one about baddi athalla. Ma hatayta. I'm like, how many of these are we going to watch? Here's another one.
ابني استحلى اليوم ياكل طاووق. قال لي يا بابا صلش حقه 130,000.
ما واحد.
بتجيب لي واحد؟ قلت له لحظة يا بيي.
لا ما حجبت
واحد. جيب نص كيلو عاملين عرضي عليهم اليوم، كيلو ب 180 او 170، النص كيلو تقريبا شي 85,000 بيعملوا اربع سندويشات.
بيكون ندي مطلب منه شيء ابنه
زي هذا. راسته عملته انا بالبيت مع نتفة زيت. ليك ما عجبك هالتومات.
حط توم.
ايه not nearly enough توم bro. Not nearly enough توم. اتمنى بخيل ما خلص. هالبخل. لا هو اللي بدي اعمل فيهم 300 ساندويش. هلا قاب كمان جايز دونت.
يي لوك ات ذا كات.
اوه كات هانجري.
تقريبا.
بليس هيم.
ما بياكل.
هاي للسلام.
يا الله.
Let the cat هلا if the cat بيستنجد يطلب اكل هلا انا حاعمل لك اكلات تعال شوف
صار الجمله وبرضه وفرنا ثلاث ارباع وهيدا كبيس
اخ تو ماتش كبيس برو او ماي جاد
ليك مالها رغيف طاووق
ساندويش كبيس فيتشرينج طاووق هيدا
اربع ساندويشات ما كلفونا 125,000 او 130,000
ذا كات لوكس
جنك بشبع جمل
So بيشبع جمل, I guess, is the quote. Yeah, وكمان like, you know, ما بعرف أنا. My dad is not like that, but my dad always wants to, like, he thinks he can make better food than in restaurants. And for many, many cases, he does. My dad's a great cook. But so, like, so he'll take it as a challenge. Oh, you had a burger. I'll make you one at home that's better. ما بيعد بيعدل لي all the ingredients and everything.
ما بيعمل TikToks.
I think the older he gets, the more, like, this man he's going to become. تا تا أنا بعمل لك تا شو.
الله معكم. مثل العادة ابني طلع على باله بلا مشاوي. قلت له تكرم عينك يا بي.
ايه ابنك ضله جوعان شو؟
يا بي بس حقه البلا شي 200-250,000 ليرة. شيش طوق واحد، شيش كفتة واحد، وشيش لحمة واحد.
ثلاث شيش 200,000؟
قلت له يا بي.
That's a good price bro.
أنا مني مشلول أولاً. في انا روح وجيب البدي اياه على البيت بسعر اقل بكتير
بابا انا جوعان هلا هلا بدي اكل
مثل لا عاملين عروضات مثل العاده سبت واحد بيعملوا عروضات
بس انت
بدي اعمل اختبار البلا هيدا ليك من البلا ملين بشبع اثنين جبت تقريبا هودي قيمتهم
واللي زدت التومات تبع طاووق سامي
35,000 هون عندي 32,000
مصدق
تقريبا وهون ب 30,000 حوالي 90-95,000 ليرة
وات كيف برو
250 بده يبعثوا لي من عدد دليفري يعني اصبح
جبت لحمه ب 30,000
75 بلا لا يشبع شخص واحد بلا ملين فل ما كلفني 90 أو 100 ألف ليرة بشبع اثنين بلا مثل هيدا مثل العادة بشبع جمل
he actually got a جمل as a prop wow I love that I haven't seen any of these fully غير أول وحدة ما حفظناها الكيلو البوتيتو ب 12,000 الكيلو هيدي he makes his own hot sauce يعني استرجوا قولوا له بدي عندك هوت صوص ما تغلطوا هالغلطة he'll fucking make his own
أنين التباسكو ب100,000 ليرة جبت كيلو حر ب10,000 ليرة عمل لي مرطبانين حر بشلفة 10 مرات
عن التباسكو ولا شوى
ايه ما خص
yeah. والله صرع حرام
that's chili paste
Which is delicious. Let's be. I love chili paste. But yeah, that is
I
not.
I love chili paste. Man, no substitute.
No.
Oh, I love that guy. Let me. I gotta watch that last part again.
No.
Oh my God. هلا شيلوا المزح بين المزح والجد. What is it? What's the saying?
من مزح الجد.
People in Lebanon are struggling. Everything this guy is saying makes absolute fucking sense. I'm not here to be like, oh, he can't afford. Bro, I can't fucking afford these prices anymore out of Toters. What is going on? Everything's getting super expensive, so I totally get it. Bless him. If anything, people on Mistafido, he can probably, like, he, if anything, he should put his recipes online. Like, teach people how to make the pepper paste. Show them exactly how to make it so that
when they can. I'm
Hey, when oh I'm my Jibbe God. 13,000.
13,000.
But so no, I know I'm fucking around, but so no, you know, a lot of people can't afford even like nothing. So obviously, please don't take this and know that we're judging or anything. Don't cancel us, please. No, I already got canceled last week twice. Anyways, moving on from our friend Naji, Zakaria. Can I just watch this quick Joseph Menai video? It's super quick.
It's super quick.
This popped up on my TikTok. I'm just like, what scenario would you use this in? What kind of kung fu is this? I guess if you'll play it again, I guess if you're in bed with someone's coming like to attack you, you're like, P-t-t-t-t-t. How is this useful? This isn't kung fu.
He's trying to fly.
Maybe he's trying to fly. Maybe if you're in the ocean and like this is some weird way of like paddling.
I saw this video yesterday night. I saw this video yesterday night. Fit it al comments. كله like all the comments are like ano speed 100 damage 0. هو بيجاوبون like he replies to every single comment. Oh, he's like, الصوم والصلاة.
شي ما خصو عم بيحكيون عن الانجيل. He's such a sweet man. He's such a pure soul. I love that man. مرد علي سألته مع مين بالمونديال to add him to the game. He never answered me. Please, Joseph, answer me. I want to stay in your good graces. He will answer me. دايما هيك. Sometimes بيرد, sometimes ما بيرد. The next time بحكي, بيرد خلاص. I guarantee it. Let's get to the main topic of today, folks. The most interesting thing that I've seen in a very long time, like I said, folks. We got a 10-year-old boy. Did a Marsherbil tattoo, folks. This is fucking legendary. First, let's look at the photo. Here's our boy. Look at him all G'd up with his Marsherbil tattoo. Like, that's insane. With his teacher, this lady Isma Rebecca Haddad, 97. My student got his first tattoo. I think I'm a bad teacher.
You think?
You think? You think? Of course, you're a horrible teacher. So he got this tattoo made, and our boy Romeo Mshantaf tattoos. Romeo Mshantaf, عنده 18.6k followers. هيدا شوية نشغله. عنده واحد half lion, half man. عنا eagle. عنا ايجل وساعة. We got Jesus Christ. We got a this is black and white.
شو لبنانة.
Shaded. ايه سوبر لبنانيس تاتوز روميو شلهوب. بس this is the video, folks. We posted this. First of all, this isn't viral. How did this not go viral? Someone send this to me on Instagram. Bless you for this. This is amazing. How is this not viral? This is insane. We might have to mute this. Let me turn it down. Oh, fuck it. Let me just mute it here. There we go. He's shading in the tattoo. Look at this. Look, he's a fucking 10-year-old boy. I was gonna. Because at one point he's wearing shades in one of the pictures. Look at Haram, bro. His skin is all fucked. It's not meant to handle. Here, when I saw that photo, him with the shades, I'm like, is he some kind of influencer? Is he like famous or something? You looked it up. He's just a regular little boy.
He's just a boy.
I sent the video to my friend Danny. He was like, he looks like a 50-year-old man. Yep. He's probably like a pimp, which is true. He looks like an old man, but you know, he's a little boy in a little boy's body. But dude, that is just batshit crazy. So first of all, I don't know if it's illegal to do this, but as I was looking this up, there's a lady in New York who got arrested for doing that to her kid. A 10-year-old got a tattoo. His mother was arrested. In New York State, you must be at least 18 to get a tattoo. Elsewhere, the rules are different and perceptions are changing. I guess I have to pay to keep
New York Times.
God damn it. I saw it earlier.
Yeah.
You get a couple of free ones a month, right? Anyways, whatever.
I can gift you the article. Is that we really need?
No, ça va. They mentioned that like the boy in New York, the boy went to school. And then, like, he went to the nurse to ask for Vaseline to rub it on his new tattoo. She saw it. She called the police. And then I guess they took the mom away. I'm not saying that this kid's parents should go to jail. I'm not saying that the tattoo artist should go to jail.
Maybe, my vibe.
No, maybe. So, no, it's not what I'm out here calling for. So don't.
خيل بعدين مثلا he grows up, يطلع atheist.
Exactly. Let me say why I think it's bad for anyone. Like, I got my first tattoo at 25, so I knew exactly what I was doing. Hey, first of all, he's like still developing, he's still growing, bro. Marsherbel is gonna look busted up. His body's still forming and changing. So A, he's way too young to get this. B, he's 10 years old. He doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. He's gonna change his mind. He's not gonna. Yeah, he's 10. No one. You can't make serious decisions like that at that age. And tattoos are a big commitment. You know, the massive fucking commitment. So you can't just like get one like that. Besano, there's nothing more Lebanese than a 10-year-old boy getting a Marsherbel tattoo out of all things. I gotta watch this again. It's still on mute. Look at that, bro. Oh my, he's taking it like a champ. Besano, I'm not encouraging other kids to do this. So it helps make it less painful. Besano with the janzir, he's got the gold chain with flanel. He does look like an old man. Oh my god, bro.
It hurts to watch.
It's crazy. It's just fucking crazy. It is so absurd. Like, I want to, like, I don't want to, you know, like, it's kind of, it's hilarious. Like, it's an awesome meme. Like, if I met this kid, I would, like, take a photo with him. Like, fuck yeah, dude, you're the kid with the Marsherbel tattoo. So, in a way, meme side, the internet side of me, this is amazing. This is a gift. A gift from the gods. 10-year-old kid with the Marsherbel tattoo. I can already see the thumbnail. I can read the title of the episode now. You know what I mean? 10-year-old boy gets a Marsherbel tattoo. That is the name of the episode. But it is just wrong. And like, I would never let my kid do that. You know what I mean? I even think 17, 18 is like, you're still growing. Yeah. Shit changes. Insane. But on this similar topic, Kamena Hadan ala Instagram sent me this.
Yeah, Allah. I hate this video.
This is, I don't think we're going to watch the video because we literally, this could get taken down. It's a lady who pierced a cat's ears. Isma piercing by Maryam. Location, Galerie Seman, Beirut. I'm just going to show you the photo. Trigger warning in case. It's just a chill cat with a piercing in his ear. So he's not in pain or anything in the photo. But here's the cat's owner holding him with a giant fucking gold earring.
Like, screw them.
It looks like a pirate. What the fuck is this? What are they doing? And a shoe heida. That is just
this poor cat.
That is animal abuse, and that is completely animal abuse. The animal did not ask for this. You are literally piercing its skin with a aesthetic fucking thing. That is so messed up. I'm thinking of just playing the video, but so we're going to try to blur out anything. There's nothing violent. You're just going to kind of, let's just see. If we have to cut it out, cut it out. So like they're holding the cat.
Ya Allah.
Boop. They're putting the stuff in the cat. That owner, man, I just want to show the face.
Yeah, Allah mabsutin bhalun, like fucking yeah, yeah. bitches.
Elijah, I don't think we can show this, but let's at least, I want to show the face of the lady who owns the cat. Here she is. Look at that. We don't like you. That is so fucked up. And I think, again, in other countries, you can maybe go to prison for this. It is very messed up. So yeah, the name is Piercing by Maryam. She pierces pets. This is not for you guys to take your pets there. This is for you guys to, you know, call her out. Because that ain't cool, and that is, you know, illegal. By the way, guys, we're both starving. I was just, Anouk's telling me she's hungry. I'm fucking hungry, too. I ain't got no food in this house. Bukra ana nazil asbini sahl alma. Just to run into, but the shuf is a daddy foodie honike. I'm a shuho, it's hon. With whatever accent he's got now. He's a jirde now. That's his new persona. I think it's time for the last topic. Yes, and this is a doozy, folks. So trigger warning, manhalla. This is a very weird and sensitive topic. It is about a weird case of like sexual violation. I've never heard of anything like this before.
Same.
I never knew people did this to get off or anything. So again, trigger warning. This is we're gonna talk about a strange case of like assault, maybe sexual assault. I'm gonna refer to it as SA from now on, just for like YouTube. Advertisers and stuff, because you know this is a pretty messed up story. So I'm gonna read it. This is a first person account. Just you know, listen in, and this is what's going on. So trigger warning: Beirut today received an anonymous testimony outlining the sexual abuse experienced by one of our readers. In alignment with our policy against sexual abuse of any kind, and since we always choose to believe the survivors, we have decided to go forth and publish it with the full consent of the survivor. The testimony goes as follows and includes images at the request of the survivor. So the story, we're not going to read the whole thing, but the story kind of goes as follows. It's this girl, she's anonymous, talks about waking up one morning next to her boyfriend, whose name is Karl-Antoine Bourgeille, and they've been together for 2 years. And then like he makes some kind of weird joke or weird remark. She, for one reason or another, do you know the story better than that? Am I fucking it up? She grabs his phone at one point.
She grabs his phone. I says, and they were just like, they wanted to order food. So she grabs his phone on his sweaters. Well, she gets like a Snapchat notification. She didn't even know he had Snapchat. So no, out of curiosity, فتحت. بتلاقي first name, a girl called Mel.
Mel.
So she just assumed it was their friend that lives in Canada and تعمل her master's هونيك. So again, out of curiosity, but
she opens the message.
She opens the message.
Yeah, and when she opens the message, I guess she finds. So here's, I'm just gonna read a couple of those chats. Mel says, "Where shu hal shot?" Carl replies, "Ma tisalini kif tolait." Mel replies, "Ktir awe haha, mabruk inna zabatit." Carl says, "Shu ra'yik?" Then. He says, Al Hamis, I exploded in her mouth. Then the person goes, explains, like, when she read this, she was kind of confused, like, what the fuck are they talking about? She tricks him into kind of revealing more. She tells him, I know everything. Mm. Mel told me everything. Tell me what's going on. I've seen the pictures or something. So then he just breaks down and tells her what happened. Basically, for a long period of time, as he was dating this girl, he was having some kind of weird Snapchat relationship with this Mel person where he would send her pictures of like his girlfriend as he was having sex with her, and she would tell him what to do with her. So like she would tell him to like maybe hit her or torture her, mm-hmm. and he would do that, take photos or videos, send them to Mel, and like she would get off or like get some kind of sexual pleasure out of yep. that. It was a very weird thing. So she felt very violated. Like you're having these intimate moments with your partner, but he's also sharing them with this other weird person on Snapchat, taking photos and videos of you. You know, doing things, and sometimes she's telling him what to do. Like there is one, like she talks about him blindfolding her, mm-hmm. and then her performing oral sex on him, and then he was like filming her and taking pictures of her while she was doing that, and that was all ordered by that Mel person. It's just insane. It's so fucked up, man. I don't know. And again, I've never heard of this being a thing. Like I never thought that was even a way you could cheat on someone, or like it's just so weird, very disturbing.
It's so incredibly like abusive. It's
And fuck that guy Carl, fuck you bro, like,
and fuck you Mel
by the way.
She follows the podcast, fuck you.
Wait, who follows the podcast?
Mel. Oh, the Mel girl.
Oh, we know who Mel is. Did the name get released?
Yeah.
Oh, what?
It says it in the story, Melissa Smeha.
No, Melissa Smeha is the person she thought she was.
No, she is Melissa Smeha.
I then figured it must have been Melissa Smeha, an old friend from university who moved to Canada. Oh, it is her?
Yeah.
Oh, it is Melissa Smeha.
Do you know her?
No. Who's Melissa Smeha? Oh my God. She follows the podcast?
Yep.
What the fuck? So she's on Instagram?
Mm-hmm. Hala, she privated her account, but before she did, I went in, I saw she was following the podcast. So if you're watching this, fuck you.
Oh, she follows this podcast?
Yep.
Yeah, please stop watching the show. You ain't welcome here.
Who's Mal? I hope this reaches her, major
my God.
Fuck you. Major.
Dude, that's so fucked up. And fuck Carl. Fuck both of them.
Yeah, I can.
So, folks, if you haven't read the story, if you have the stomach
and
for it.
She follows the podcast.
Oh, that's fucking crazy, bro.
Sheila?
Can we remove her?
Remove.
Remove! Block her, too.
Fuck you.
Can you block her? Shbila wahdat block. There we go. God, come in. Let's find out if he watches the podcast. Let's get rid of that fucker. Before we let you go, we're actually going to talk about one more thing. I didn't really want to talk about it, but Nuva has chosen that she wants to mention it, and she was brought up. Yesterday, I received a text message from Joseph Shada, folks. I received some WhatsApps. They actually tried to call me. I was busy. I was shooting the video with RC. So I'm going to read the messages, Shada. So I'm like, Shada, what's up? I can't talk right now. So what's going on? He said, I want to apologize to Noor about what happened. The voice notes, 3 points. And to you too, if you felt offended in any way. I then replied to Shada. For those of you who don't know what's going on, again, Shada betrayed the podcast by, he's friends with a fitness coach, a guy we had some issues with. The guy sent Noor a bunch of annoying messages after we talked about him on one of the episodes. And you can hear Joseph Shada in the background. Joseph Shada was with him in a couple of TikToks. We don't want to get into it. Noor, do you forgive Joseph Shada?
لا ثانية ثانية أول شيء Joseph Shada but if you want to apologize مني بتحكينا إلي أوكي ثاني شيء apology not accepted
yeah I appreciate that he apologized I think it shows some maturity بس كمان you're an adult
I know
bro.
That same old Shada
it's the same old Shada
بيعمل شيء fucks up لا don't fuck up من الأساس
exactly and like it can't go back to normal bro you know what I mean it just got too weird with that other dude all the shit that he told me, all sorts of legal threats, mabarif shu, physical threats. He made TikToks about Noor and the way she dresses. It was weird. It was weird, bro. We don't want none of that. And the fact that you're in TikToks with the guy and you were in his voice notes as he was sending her annoying voice notes that she didn't even want to hear. And then ana ma fi kelma ma taraka bro in bil DMs ana wiyya nzilna bi baad yani. So maybe I can find a place in my heart to forgive you one day. But it's not now. It's still too fresh. The wound is still too fresh. You cut me too deep, Shada. You cut deep. So I appreciate the maturity you showed, but you got to pick your friends better, bro. Do you have anything else to say to Shada or about Shada?
No.
I think that's it. Dommage, there's some fun videos I would have liked to react to, but no. It's just not the same, bro. There's the sake of nasty aftertaste, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
It tastes like that.
It's bitter, sure.
Bitter, like those nasty ass protein cups. Which. Anyways, we've come to the end of our episode, folks. Episode 78? 78? Yeah, 78. Oh my God. Who would have thought, folks? Who would have thought? As usual, like the video, leave a comment. Your engagement is very much appreciated. Subscribe to the channel, become a Do Not Warrior. We love you. Thanks again to our brand new patron, Burgery. God bless you guys. They're in Tripoli. Go check them out. And other God-tier patrons, Jessica Ann, Mohamed Namani, 69ing Monkeys, Andrew G, Jack Sleeman, Ryan Nabulsi as a superhero patron, Chris Habib, Danny Karam, Joe Ghal, and some blonde patrons, Wael Bukaram, Job, Kamal Milki, Antoinette Saab, Karim Ayad and Celine H. If you guys want to support this channel, support independent content creators in Lebanon, in the Middle East, consider joining our Patreon. We would very much appreciate you there. Thank you to Sendwave for sponsoring our channel and sponsoring this episode of Do Not Worry. We very much appreciate you. Download Sendwave if you live in either the countries that I mentioned earlier or if you have family living there, get them to download Sendwave. Get them to use the code CASHDNW. Get yourself some cash, okay? And with all that said, folks,
do not.